الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to shower his blessings and mercies upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today being the sixth day of Ramadan, 1447 years after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah to Medina, which is equivalent to the 23rd of February 2026. We will be continuing our tafsir from Quran chapter 2, verse 106. Quran Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 106, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. نعم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير أم تريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم كما سئل موسى من قبل ومن يتبدل الكفر بالإيمان فقد ضل سواء السبيل ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله إن الله بما تعملون بصير وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين فلا من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
سؤال الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها. Whatever we abrogate of a verse أو ننسها or we cause it to be forgotten, نأتي بخير منها, we shall come with that which is better than it أو مثلها or come with its equivalent. ألم تعلم, do you not know أن الله على كل شيء قدير, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. His verse, ما ننسخ من آية. Whatever a verse we abrogate. Abrogation is one of those concepts in the Sharia that are known to virtually all religions and accepted except to Judaism. What النسخ means is رفع حكم شرعي بخطاب متراخ عنه. When a legal rule is lifted from the Sharia, a rule is existing, then that rule is lifted and cancelled. It is called abrogation. And the cancellation will come with another ruling or a similitude of the summary. So Allah said, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. This ma, they say it is شَرْقِيَةٌ جَازِمَةٌ. And that is why the nansakh is with sukun. Ma nansakh, whatever we abrogate. Min ayatin, of any verse. Aw nunsiha, or we cause it to be forgotten. Ma'na aw nunsikaha, we cause you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to forget it. This nunsiha also is ma'tufatun ala nansakh, because it is also majizum. Allah said, Na'ti bi khayrin minha. We will bring something that is better than what has been abrogated, or misliha, or we come with its similitude. Now there are different types of abrogations in the Sharia. We are still going to be talking about those who condemn abrogation, why they condemn it. Allah said, we don't abrogate any verse, except that we bring something that is better than it, or we bring its similitude. So abrogations in the Quran are of three types. Sometimes there is raf'ul hukmi aw nasqul hukmi wa tilawa. The ruling is abrogated, and its recitation in the Quran is also abrogated. What that means is that formerly it was part of the Quran. It is recited as Quran. And it contains a particular rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decide to abrogate everything. The recitation is lifted from the Quran, and the judgment embedded in that verse is also abrogated. That is one form of abrogation that is known. And perhaps this might be the reason why the Prophet ﷺ did not compile the Quran as a book during his lifetime. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogates whatever he wishes. So this is one form of abrogation. Another form of abrogation is رَفْمُ الْحُكْمِ مَعَ بَقَاءِ التِّلَاوَ. The ruling embedded in a particular verse can be abrogated while the recitation of the verse is left in the Quran. Meaning the writing is still there. We still recite it as the word of Allah, even when the ruling contained in the verse is no longer applicable. That is the second type of abrogation. The third type of abrogation is نسخ التلاوة مع بقاء الحكم. Sometimes the recitation is abrogated. We no longer recite the verse of the Quran, but the ruling contained in that verse is applicable to the Sharia until the Day of Judgment. All of these categories of obligations have their examples. Surah Al-Ahzab, for instance, used to be compared to Surah Al-Bara'ah. Bara'atun min Allah wa Rasulihi illadheena ahadu min al-mushrikeen. The words that are used in that surah were similar to the ones used in Surah Al-Ahzab. The number of the verses of Surah Al-Tawbah is similar to the number of verses in Surah Al-Ahzab. Most of them were abrogated. The recitations, the rulings contained in them, all were abrogated. Hussein ibn Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, as reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi alayhi rahmatullahi, with the sound chain, he said, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Ya Ubayy, Allah asked me to recite the Quran to you. And Ubayy said, Ya Rasulullah, did Allah mention me that you should recite to me? He said, yes. Ubayy radiallahu anhu cried out of joy that Allah asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to recite the Quran to Ubayy. Ubayy ibn Ka'ab said, one of what the Prophet now recited, Surah Al-Bayyinah. لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ نَنْفَكِينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةُ. He said the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recited this surah. And one of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the verses the Prophet recited in the surah is إِنَّ ذَاكَ الدِّينِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْحَنَفِيَّةُ السَّمْحَةُ. This verse was part of Surah Al-Bayyinah. إِنَّ ذَاكَ الدِّينِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْحَنَفِيَّةُ سمحا لا اليهودية ولا النصرانية من يعمل خيرا فلن يكفره وينو لا غادي سانك ديز فاس في القران بيكوز اي هاف بين ابلوجيتد ان اكزامبل اوف ذا فاس ذات از ابلوجيتد اولسو وي ار ذا رولينج هاز بين ابلوجيتد واي وي ستيل سانك ات ان القران is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, anybody that has wealth, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا لِلْوَصِيَّةِ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. This verse we recited in Surah Al-Baqarah, but the ruling has been abrogated. Because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if death approaches any one of you, and he has wealth, then let him make wasiyah, لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ, for the parents, وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, and his close relatives. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَعْتَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقُّهُ فَلَا وَصِيَّةَ لِلْوَالِدِ. Allah has given every one that has rights to inherit. Every heir has been given his portion of inheritance. So you don't make wasiyah for those who will inherit. So Allah has given the parents their share. So this verse also, the part of the ruling has been abrogated. While a verse where we have the judgment in the Sharia, but its recitation has been lifted. In that verse, we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشيخ والشيخة إذا زنيا فرجوهما البتة نكالا من الله والله عزيز الحكيم. That if a married man or a married woman that attested marriage, if they commit adultery or fornication, Allah says, stone them to death. فرجوهما البتة. Let it be a punishment from Allah. نكالا من الله. Let it be a punishment from Allah. والله عزيز حكيم. And Allah is mighty and wise, all wise. We no longer recite this verse in the Quran. But the ruling exists in the Sharia. Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه said, if not for people would say, زاد عمر في كتاب الله, that Umar has added something to the book of Allah, I would have written this verse. He said, this verse كان مما أنزل الله تعالى في القرآن. This verse was part of what Allah revealed in the Quran. رجم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورجمنا بعده. The Prophet stoned to death, we also stoned to death. I fear that a time would come and people would say, ما نجم الرجم في كتاب الله. We no longer find stoning to death in the Quran, and they will condemn stoning to death. He said it was part of the Quran. But now it is no longer recited. Like Umm Aisha رضي الله عنها mentioned in the hadith of Imam Muslim, that the Prophet, part of the Quran, is that عشر رضعات معلومات يحرمنا. As far as breastfeeding is concerned, عشر رضعات. When a woman breastfeeds a child 3 times, and they are known, يحرمنا, it makes them to become foster brothers, such that they cannot marry themselves. Umm Aisha said, this verse was abrogated with خمسو رضعات معلومات. It was abrogated to Aisha. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, people were still reciting this verse as part of the Quran. To show how late the abrogation came, those who thought it was part of the Quran continued reciting it even after the death of the Prophet, before they were announced that that verse has been. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ma nansakh min ayatin." There is no verse that we abrogate. We cause it to be forgotten. Sometimes it is abrogated. Sometimes Allah makes the Prophet to forget it. Like he said, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will make you to read the Quran, we will teach you the Quran, and you will not forget. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. You only forget that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to forget. Allah wishes that you forget. If you forget it, it is a sign of removing it from the Quran. So, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا. We abrogate or we cause you to forget. Some will recite it as nansakha, would delay its application. Its application becomes circumstantial. Meaning you don't forget it, but its application is delayed. It is from an-nasa'u. An-nasa'u in Arabic means delay. And the Quran says, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. That delay that the unbelievers do, as far as Ashhur al-Hurum is concerned, that sometimes they make one of the sacred months to be delayed, because it is part of the Sharia. We know that Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Allah has 12 months. The year has 12 months. Out of these months, there are four that are sacred. Allah says, "Fala tajibu fihinna anfusakum." Don't wrong yourselves in those months. There are four. It is not allowed to fight in those months. So what the kuffar do is, they respect the sanctity of the month. But when they want to fight, and they want to attack a people, they say, now it is the month of Muharram. Let us shift Muharram to next month, so that we can fight now. Then Muharram will come next month. So Allah said, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيُّ. That delay you make, زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. It's an addition to the belief you have. يُحِلُّونَهُ عَامًا وَيُحَرِّمُونَهُ عَامًا. Sometimes they make it local, sometimes they respect it quality. So it is that word that is used here, that أَوْ نَنْتَأْهَا. We delay its application. So sometimes some things are not usable at some time. We don't say they are aggravated, but their usages have been suspended. They have been delayed until it is time to use them. Allah said, نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا. Whenever we do any of these two, نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا. We bring that which is better. أَوْ مِثْلِهَا, or a rule that is equivalent to the one that has been abrogated. Allah said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ. Do you not know أَنَّ اللَّهَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, has ability to do everything. He has the ability to abrogate. He has the ability to give instructions. He has the ability to prohibit anything. And when he feels he wants to change it, he changes it. But he's ta'ala lima yudid. The scholar said this is a reputation to the Jews who claim that there is no abrogation. The whole Muslims agree that there is abrogation. It is just one person, Abu Muslim al-Asfahani. Sometimes they call him Abu Muslim al-Asfahani, Muhammad ibn Muslim. He is the only Islamic scholar that says there is no inter-abrogation. There is no intra-abrogation, but there is inter-abrogation. What that means is that the Sharia in Islam can abrogate the Sharia in Judaism or Christianity, but within the Sharia, Islamic Sharia, there can be no abrogation. Within Christianity, there can be no abrogation. Within Judaism, there can be no. He is the only person that has this opinion. But all Muslims believe that abrogation exists inter and intra religion, except for the Jews who claim that abrogation is like portraying Allah not to know what will happen. So he has made a Sharia, and after he has realized that this thing is not workable, then he abrogates. He has a billah. So that is what they claim. But they have made this argument in order to prevent people from believing that any religion can abrogate Judaism. That is the majority. That Judaism is a religion that will stand the test of time. So there is no prophet that will be believed in so long as he is not practicing Judaism. And so they use this as a cover. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ. Do you not know أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That Allah has ability to do everything. Allah can legislate whatever He so wishes. And this is one of the verses. There are other verses that affirm abrogation in the Quran. وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرٍ. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ. Whenever we change an ayah in place of another ayah. وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ. This is جملة اعتراضية. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and Allah knows what he reveals. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرٍ. He said, you have only lied. He said, you have only lied. Allah said, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The reason why they don't accept it is because most of them do not know. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى erases what he wishes. يَمْحُوا اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُبْطِلُ. وعنده أم الكتاب. Allah erases any legislation he wishes, and he affirms any legislation he wishes. Now somebody might be asking the question that then what is the reason behind abrogations in the Sharia? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogate? There are two main reasons. One of the reasons is to give people respite and to make legislations where those legislations are right. To make legislations gradually. Sometimes people are asked to do something, or sometimes they are asked not to do it. Sometimes they are asked not to do something because at that situation, doing it would not be healthy for them. لكن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كنت نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور على فزوروها فإنها تذكركم الآخرة عند الجهيرة الإسلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا This is because visiting graveyards at a day might not be healthy spiritually for the believers. They might end up going into their jahiliyyah habits of calling on the people in the graves. So the Prophet said, don't go. And then when he saw that Iman was established in their heart, they have understood the concept of tawheed, he said, Zuruha, now you can visit. So it was considering the situation of people. That is one wisdom. Another wisdom, in abrogation, is that Allah SWT makes it a trial. Allah makes it a trial to see those who would comply. So Allah says, do this, and then people begin to do it. And Allah says, leave that one, do this. Would they do it or not? It's like giving an instruction and counter instruction to see those who would grumble. So Allah SWT does that to try people, to subject them to ibtila, to trial. Just like Allah did to Nabiullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah SWT gave Ibrahim a child, and فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Allah SWT gave the child, and after the child has grown up to reach an age where he could be of benefit to his father, Allah SWT made Ibrahim to see in his dream that he should sacrifice and slaughter that son. So he called his son, he said, Ya Bunayya, my son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. I see in my dream that I slaughter you. وَرُؤْيَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ حَقٌّ. When prophets of Allah have dreams, then it is a revelation. It is not just mere dreams. So he said, what do you see? The son said to him, إِفْعَلْ مَا جَاءَ فَتِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ. My father, do what Allah has instructed you. Because he also has the lineage of prophethood. He said, إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ. He didn't say, إِفْعَلْ مَا رَأَيْتَ. Do what you have seen. He said, if Alma to Umar, he knows that that dream is an instruction. So he said, do what you have been commanded to do. So he said, inshaAllah, you'll find me to be one of those who will be patient. So Allah SWT said, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When they had both surrendered, and he had fallen Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam upon his face to slaughter him. فلما أسلم وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقته. When he was ready to implement the instruction of Allah, Allah called him that يا إبراهيم, O Ibrahim, قد صدقت الرؤيا. You have affirmed our revelation. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. This is how we reward those who do good. إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين. What we have done to you is بلاء مبين. We have only tried you. We have subjected you to trial. And that is why Ibrahim is alladhi waffa, the one that fulfilled that covenant that is between him and Allah. So Allah SWT gives such commands in order to try people. وَكَذَلِكَ he said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. So even the change of the Qibla, that the Muslims were facing Masjid al-Aqsa, then they faced Masjid al-Haram, it was also a trial. That obligation was to subject them to trial, to see whether they would follow. And Allah SWT said, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. So مَا نَنْسَقْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. He's basically talking about obligations in the Sharia. And Allah said, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ
أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير.
To emphasize the fact that Allah SWT على كل شيء قدير, has ability over all things, if you لم تعلم. Do you not know? أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض. That the dominion of the heavens and the earth, the ownership of the heavens and the earth, the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And you do not have besides Allah مِنْ وَلِيٍّ any helper, مِنْ وَلِيٍّ any patron, مِنْ وَلِيٍّ any guardian, ولا نصير neither do you have any help. Unbelievers, alam ta'alam, do you not know anna Allah lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ard? So if the ownership of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah, the sharia belongs to him, so he can change and apply and affirm and abrogate whatever he wishes. So alam ta'alam anna Allah lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ard wa ma lakum min dunillah, and you do not have besides Allah min waliyyin, any wali, any patron, any guardian. Because Allah waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat ulaika ashabun nar hum fiha khalidun. So Allah ta'ala is the wali of those who believe. He is their patron, he is their protector, he is their guide. All these are the names of wali. So Allah ta'ala is the wali. Wa ma lakum min dunillahi min waliyyin. Here he says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ. Those who disbelieve, their awliya, their protectors, their masters are طَاغُوتُ. There is Surah Muhammad, he said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah ta'ala is the mawla of those who believe. He is the protector of those who believe. He is the master of those who believe. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ. And the unbelievers, لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. They don't have any mawla. It is because one whose mawla is tawbud has no mawla. Literally, he doesn't have a helper. He doesn't have a protector. وَلَا نَصِيرُ. Nobody can help you except Allah. And the help that comes from Allah is the true help. إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُرْكُمْ فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. نعم.
أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ.
After completing the issues of abrogation and refuting those who claim that there is no abrogation, even when they don't have a point, they also agree that abrogation had happened in the Sharia of Allah. Initially, during the time of Nabiullah Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, sisters and brothers would marry themselves. A brother would marry a sister and a sister would marry her brother. That was how people reproduced. And later that was unanimously in all the religions of Allah abrogated. So saying abrogation is not applicable to the religion of Allah, it's just a way to cover up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Am turiduna. Am turiduna. Or is it that you want an tas'alu rasulakum, to ask your messenger, kama su'ila Musa min qabl, the way Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was asked before now, وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. And whoever changes or exchanges faith with disbelief, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Such a person has, he has become misguided and left the straight path. Am here, scholars of tafsir would say, what it means is dal. Am, it is not questioning, because am sometimes is used to show a relationship between two things. Hada am dhaka, hada aw dhaka. But here it is like dal, turiduna. I would take it to be am, that are you trying to, do you want to, and tas'alu rasulakum, to ask your messenger, كما سئل موسى من قبل, the way Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had been asked before now. This is part of the ethics Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, the mannerism Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to the companions, that they should know what they ask, and they should not be like Banu Israel that asked Musa what they should have asked him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith that was reported by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, he said, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ جُرْمًا. The worst of the Muslims, or the one who has the biggest sins among the Muslims, is man sa'ala an shay'in lam yuharram. He's the one that asks concerning something that has not been prohibited. Hurrima min ajl mas'alati. And it was prohibited because of his question. So the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encourages the believer to ask questions that are beneficial, questions that are meaningful. And they should not be like Banu Israel. Am turiduna an tas'alu rasulakum. Or do you want to be, if you want to ask your messenger, كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلُ, the way Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked before now. What was the question that Banu Israel asked? And what was the question that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that made Allah to pay them? Two things will arise. One, Banu Israel asked Musa a question. Two, the people of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether his companions, whether the unbelievers in Makkah, whether the Jews in Medina, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something that could be compared to what Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was asked. So who are those people? The scholars of Tafsir will say, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to here is that verse of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah said, يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَمْ تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم. الله قد يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء. The people of the book would ask you, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء. But if you bring down a book for them from the heavens, the people of the book would come to ask you that, يا محمد, let us have a book that will come from the heavens. Allah said, فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ. Musa had also been asked, what is worse than that? فَقَالُوا, when they said, أَرِنَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً, let us see Allah face to face. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ, and they had the صَاعِقَة, the thunder blast, that's to them because of their injustice. We have read that in Surah Al-Baqarah. We have read that before. Now, they asked Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that we will not believe in you until we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows that this is the question that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was asked. And when we move to Surah Al-Isra'i, we will see details on how they also asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they said, وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تُفَجِّرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا, أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا, أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلة, أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف, أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه. قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا. This is what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was also asked. They said, لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. Those who said this, we are the Ahl al-Kitab. لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We would not believe in your messengership. We would not believe in your prophethood. حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. Until you cause the springs to gush out of the ground. These springs gushing out of the ground. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ. Well, let's see that you have a garden. بِالنَّخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ. Gardens of date palms and vines, grapes. فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. And your garden should have rivers flowing amidst the trees. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا. Or the way you said, if we don't believe in you, Allah might make this heaven to fall on us, allow the heavens to collapse on us. Let it break us into pieces. أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلة. Or bring Allah and the messenger face to face. Let's see them. أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف. Or let's see you have a house of ornaments, gold and silver. أو ترقى في السماء. Or let's see you climbing. Let there come from the heaven to take it. Let's see you climbing up. And even if you climb up, ولم نؤمن لرقيك. We will still not believe that you have climbed up. حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه. Until you come down with a book that you can read. Allah said, oh, سبحان ربي. سبحان ربي. This is too much. Glory be to my Lord. هل كنت إلا بشر الرسول. Did I tell you, am I Allah? هل كنت, am I anything إلا بشر الرسول, except the man that has been sent by Allah? So then, how they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not to complain, they made it to condition that they will not believe in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them that, هَلْ أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ. Do you want to ask your messenger? Why did Allah say they are messenger? It will make somebody feel that it is the messenger of the Muslims. No, it is because wa ma arsalnaka illa kaffatan lin-nas. The Prophet was sent to mankind. So anybody that is in this ummah, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. Am turiduna an tas'alu rasulakum? What do you want to ask your messenger? Kama su'ila Musa min qablu, the way Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked before now. وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Those questions are questions that will make people to disbelieve. Those questions that are questions that will make people not to agree with the message of Allah. Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Anyone that now exchanges his faith with disbelief, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. He has left the straight path. He has been misguided on the straight path. Now, Abu Aliya, let me read it for us. When they said, أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلْ لِكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Abu Aliya Ar-Riyahi said, قَالَ رَجُلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَتْ كَفَّارَتُنَا كَفَّارَةُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. He said, Imam said, O the Messenger of Allah, we wish that our atonement, our kafara, what we use to atone, expiate for our sins, are just like the ones Banu Israel had. We want, how we wish that our expiations will be like the expiations of Banu Israel. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اللهم لا نبتغيها قالها ثلاثا. The Prophet said, Ya Allah, we don't want it. We don't want our kafara to be like the kafara of the Jews. We don't want it. The Prophet said it three times. He said, ما أعطوكم الله خير مما أعطوا بني إسرائيل. What Allah has given you is better than what He gave to Banu Israel. كانت بنو إسرائيل إذا أصاب أحدهم الخطيئة وجدها مكتوبة على بابه وكفارتها. بنو إسرائيل يصدق. When a person commits a sin, he finds it written upon his door what he has done and the expiation. This is the sin you committed, and this is how you atone for that sin. This is how you repent. فإن كفرها كانت له خزيا في الدنيا. If he's able to atone for that sin, it becomes a shame for him in this world, because he's been exposed. The whole world will see it written on his door that this is the sin you committed. You ate this, you didn't this, you did this publicly, and this is how you repent. So if he's able to do it, كانت له خزيا في الدنيا. It is a source of humiliation for him in this world. إن لم يكفرها. But when he is not able to do it, كانت له خزيا في الآخرة. As a humiliation and disgrace for him in the hereafter. فما أعطاكم الله خير مما أعطى بني إسرائيل. So what Allah SWT has given you is better than that which Allah SWT gave to Banu Israel. Although the sanad of this affair is with Abu Aliya Ar-Riyahi, did not mean the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah SWT said, so this statement is just to rebuke those who would ask questions that are not in line. Now,
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِندِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ فَاعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إن الله على كل شيء قدير. أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله إن الله بما تعملون بصير.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Many of the people of the book would love, they wish, they long for it, they crave for it. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. If only they could make you apostate. مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. After you have had your faith. كُفَّارًا. To become unbelievers. حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Out of hatred from within themselves. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. After the truth has been made manifest to them. حقه الله سبحانه وتعالى تسوق بنو وصفه فادم حتى يأتي الله بأمره فانتل الله بنتي كمان إن الله على كل شيء قدير indeed الله سبحانه وتعالى على كل شيء قدير has ability over all things وأقيم الصلاة and so establish الصلاة وآت الزكاة and give الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم and whatever you put forward for yourselves من خير or goodness تجدوه عند الله you will find it with Allah إن الله بما تعملون بصير verily الله سبحانه وتعالى بما تعملون concerning that which you do بصير is foreseen so Allah informs us of the disposition of the people of the book to this ummah he said وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ many of the people of the book know لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا if only they were able to turn you to become apostates to turn to disbelieve after you have had faith that is what they long for that is what they wish they could make you renounce your faith and that is why Allah said وَلَا يَزَادُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ تَفْرَقُوا do not stop waging war against you حتى يردوكم عن دينكم until they turn you away to make you apostate from your religion. The wars will be in all fronts, militarily, ideologically, intellectually, they will wage war against you. And like we mentioned, the interest is not to make you join them. The interest is not to make you join them. The interest is to make you become useless. To put you in between لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء you are not believers in Allah as Muslims and you are not in the religion of Judaism they need you to be suspended in the middle it is mentioned that one of the conferences that was done by some of the infidels we had a meeting and they were complaining of not having big shots joining their religion, big shots in Islam. Meaning you don't find any serious Muslim. Somebody that has become a Muslim, a practicing Muslim, somebody who is a knowledgeable Muslim. You don't find him living Islam and joining another religion. So the concern was why is it that we don't have such? We have great men from us joining their religion, but we don't have them joining our religion. Why is it that? So they are always being demoralized. That just like the millions we channel into this course, we don't have tangible results. And when they are almost becoming demoralized, even Ba'ata Ashqaha, the one of the worst of them stood up and said, don't worry yourselves. You should be happy. If you take them out of the religion of Islam and you bring them into Christianity or Judaism or any other religion, you have honored them. What you should try to do is take them out of the religion and they don't join your religion. Let them be in the middle. Let them be suspended. Let them just wander about without having any focus in life. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ Many of them. And this statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true one as the مِنَ اللَّهِ كِلَى There will never be a time that they will be pleased with us like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ الْمِنَّهُ But we follow them. We adopt their processes. We adopt their way of life. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا They wish you could make you apostate, turn away from your religion and become kuffar. حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ Not because they have any good for you, but حَسَدًا out of envy from within them. مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ After the truth has been made known to them. The Yahud knew very well that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming and they know all these attributes. And they expected him when he was to come. And that is what took them to Medina. They saw it in their book that the Prophet would come. And he is coming in a place where there are so many gates. A place where he would live is a place where there are so many gates. And from their findings, the place that has this description is either Medina or Khaybar. Either Medina or Khaybar. So three Jewish clans landed in Medina. بنو قريظة، بنو النذير، أم بنو قينقاع عند السبع، هذا سؤال استحبا. And you are expecting the coming of the messenger. صلى الله عليه وسلم. What they wanted was that that messenger was going to be from among them, since they are the chosen ones. قالوا نحن أبناء الله وأحبابه. So they were expecting that he was going to be from him. And when they saw that he was from the Arabs, they disbelieved. حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. How to change it? That why should the last prophet come from them? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَعْفُوا. Now look. What they are doing. وَصْفَحُوا. Pardon. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Until Allah brings his command. So the companions and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are patient until Allah brought the command to fight. قاتلوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون. So they said this ayah is mansukha from the ayah of Sajr. The verses where Allah sallallahu alaihi instructed people, the Muslims, to fight, abrogated this. Meaning when they attack, then we attack. We no longer say, okay, we are patient. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, he has, عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has power over all things. Now, this is the plot to make people leave the religion. Make people become apostates. Allah now mentioned after that, he said, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish salah and give zakat. Establish salah and give zakat. It is that this is the antidote to that plot. They would plot against you. They would fight against you. They would wage war against you. They would try to make you leave your religion. Aqimus salata wa atu zakat. What you use as an antidote, what you use as a shield, not to leave your religion, is establish salah wa atu zakat and give zakat. Because of the weight of salah. Salah has weight. So when a person observes his salah regularly and he observes nawafil regularly, Allah makes him firm in the religion. It gives him salat. It makes him to become established in the religion. Just like Allah said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek for help from Allah بِالصَّبْرِ, with patience وَالصَّلَاةِ and establishment of salah. So there is nothing that makes the person endure. There is nothing that makes the person firm upon what he is upon, like salah. That is what Allah mentioned in the Sahih. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Have you not seen those that were asked to withhold their hands, not to fight, but they were asked to pray? Don't fight, but pray. When you pray, your prayer will assist you over your enemies. So salah is one of those things we use to get what we want from Allah. Salah is one of those things that gives one the ability to endure pressure. Even when things are not clicking, when things are moving, falling apart, with salah, Allah establishes one. Because salah has that gravity, it has that weight. And that is why we don't see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to send the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wanted to raise him as a messenger, يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. We are going to cast onto you, we will charge you with قولا ثقيلا, the word that is heavy. You need stamina, you need strength to carry that work. To do that work, you need energy, you need something that will make you endure. And that thing is salah. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Pray at night except for a few moments at night. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Pray half of the night. Or you reduce it, or zid عليه, or you add a little bit. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And you recite the Quran with beautiful recitation. فَإِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا, you need something to carry it. Your salah will assist you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish salah, because salah is one of the greatest ibadah that we do with our body. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, zakah is the most important ibadah that we do with our world. So if people do what they are asked to do, Allah makes them firm and they don't get distracted. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَكْبِيرًا وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. Had it been doing two what they were instructed to do, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would have been better for them. وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا, and it will make them firm. Help Allah will be given, Allah will make you firm. إِنْ تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. And that's why when a person is praying, حَبْلِهِ لِلْدِ الْرِجَلْ. So Allah gives us this command, أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Give zakah, give the obligatory charity. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. And whatever you put forward for yourself, you're going to be not doing for Allah. مَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. If you do good, you have done it for yourself. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, you have done good for yourself. If you do the other, you have done it against yourself. So وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Whatever you put forward for yourself of good, تجدوه عند الله. You will find it in accordance with Allah. Whatever you do, it doesn't get me. The records are always there. تجدوه عند الله. You will find it with Allah. He is to motivate us to do as much as we can. إن الله بما تعملون بصير. Verily Allah سبحانه وتعالى بما تعملون. Concerning what you do, بصير. Allah is all seeing. الإمام ابن كثير said, وهذا الكلام وإن كان خرج مخرج الخبر. Even when this statement came as an information, فَإِنَّ فِيهِ وَعَدٍ وَوَعِيدًا وَأَمْرًا وَزَجْرًا. Indeed, there is وَعَدٍ وَوَعِيدٍ. There are promises and threats. وَأَمْرًا وَزَجْرًا. There are also instructions and prohibitions. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ أَعْلَمَ الْقَوْمَ. And that is because Allah has informed people أَنَّهُ بَصِيرٌ لِجَمِيعَ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. That He sees all they do. لِيَجِدُّوا فِي طَاعَتِهِ. So that they could give more attention to obeying Allah. إذا كان ذلك مدخرا له عندهم. If they know that that is preserved for them with Allah. حتى يثيبهم عليه كما قال وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله. So that Allah تعالى will reward them. وأما قوله بصير. As for saying that he is بصير, all seeing, فإنه مبصر. It is المبصر. The root word is مبصر, because أبصر يبصر مبصر. It was changed to basir. Just like a'lama yu'limu alimun. You have a'lama yu'limu. It's supposed to be al-mu'limu. It's not turned to alim. Likewise, abusara yubusiru, the ism of fa'il is mubusir. But it was not changed to basir. Just like you have abda'a yubji'u, it was changed to di'un instead of mubji'u. We'll see fadi'u samawati wal-ard. Now.
وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. تلك أمانيهم, قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
قالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. Still talking about the people of the book. وقالوا, and they said, لن يدخل الجنة. None will ever enter paradise إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. Except the one that happens to be either a Yahud or a Nasara. تلك أمانيهم. Allah said that is their wishful desire. قل هاتوا برهانكم. It's not about making claims. هاتوا برهانكم. Provide your evidence. إن كنتم صادقين. If you are truthful concerning what you have claimed. Allah said of course, people will enter paradise who are not Yahud and Nasara. بلى. من أسلم وجهه لله. Whoever surrendered his face for Allah. وهو محسن and does good, فله أجره عند ربه. He will find his reward with Allah. ولا خوف عليهم. And there will be no fear upon them. ولا هم يحزنون. Neither will they grieve. So here also Allah says, وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة. They said, لن يدخل الجنة. Nobody will enter paradise illa man kana hudan aw nasara. It can be a Yahud or a Nasara. It is not as if they came together and they said, maybe the Yahud said, لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى, and the Nasara also said, لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. No, Allah lumped them together. وقالت اليهود لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا, وقالت النصارى لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان نصرانيا. They all said it separately. The Jews claimed that nobody will enter paradise except he be a Jew. And the Christians also believe nobody will enter paradise except he be a Christian. Allah said, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. And that is because Allah SWT told us, we'll see it later. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. They all have this belief. The Jews said, Nasara are upon nothing. Nasara said, the Jews are upon nothing. So they don't agree. بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْرَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى. وبكفر الكفر ملة واحدة. They can be lumped together. So Allah said, وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. هل يقين Allah said, تلك أماليهم. It is just a wishful desire. It is not substantiated by evidence. There is nothing to prove it. قل هاتوا برهانكم. Tell them, يا رسول الله, to provide evidence for that. What is the evidence? What is the proof? What is the proof that another prophet will not come? And this is what we are asking always. What is there in At-Tawrah? What is there in Injil that says Prophet Muhammad will not come? What is there that says, okay, the last messenger has come, don't expect any other messenger? There is nothing like that in At-Tawrah, and there is nothing like that in Injil. That is why Allah said, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Provide your evidence. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you know your claim is true, provide evidence. Allah has given them the message in At-Tawrah that the prophet will come. It is there in Injil that someone will come. حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. They don't agree. And they now make claims. Allah said, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيُّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Wishful desires do not substantiate anything. If they say, wishes we are horses, the beggars, if wishes we are horses, right, the beggars will ride them. So you don't just make claims, you have to substantiate your claim. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah said, Allah. Of course, مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. Whoever surrenders his faith to Allah, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ, and he is a good doer, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. He will find his reward with his Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. And there is no fear upon him. وَلَا هُمْ يَهْزَنُونَ. نَادَى وَجِبْهِ. سعيد بن جبير عليه رحمة الله. He said, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. He said, of course, whoever أَسْلَمَ. It means أَخْلَصَ. Whoever is sincere. وَجْهَهُ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ بِمَعْنَى أَخْلَصَ دِينَهُ. Whoever makes his religion to be with sincerity. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. He said, and he does good. He said, أَيَ مُتَّبِعٌ فِيهِ الرَّسُولَ. مُحْسِنٌ is the one who obeys the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his way of life. فَإِنَّ لِلْعَمَلِ الْمُتَقَبَّلِ شَرْطَيْنِ. Because every work that will be accepted by Allah must contain two conditions. One of them is sincerity. You must do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the second is that you must follow the pattern, the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done. If one does not do it like that, then he lacks the reward of what he has done. If somebody does something as taught by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not for the sake of Allah, he lacks the reward contained in that work. If, however, he does it sincerely, but he didn't do it the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, he didn't practice by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also lacks the reward of that work. So there is no, one can be sincerely in error, and his sincerity does not validate his error. A lot of people will be sincere in their error, and on the day of judgment, Allah will not accept it from them. قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Allah says, should I not inform you of those who are the greatest losers of their works? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They are the greatest losers of their works. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those who have wasted their efforts in the life of this world. They have wasted their time. they have wasted their energy, they have wasted their resources, they have failed. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُسْلِمُونَ سُرَحًا. While he tells that they are doing the best of works, these are عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبًا تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيًا. They would work and toil and suffer themselves on the day of judgment, Allah would cast them into hellfire. One day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu saw one of those people of the book who was so devoted and committed to his religion. And he saw how much he had sacrificed the enjoyment of life, how much had devoted himself to worship. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wept. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you crying? He said, I just thought of the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that said, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيًا. The person would work, suffer, make sacrifices, only for him to be casted into hellfire on the day of judgment, because he has not done the right thing. He has not done the right thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, one who أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. You have to be sincere in everything you do. وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. And you have to follow the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. You see, these are two conditions. أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. Then he is good, he is nice, he is following the manhaj and the pattern of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is the only one that has been given a guarantee that whoever follows him will be guided. إِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَحْتَدُوا. إِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَحْتَدُوا. If you follow him, you will be guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you guided. نعم. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand better than we have presented it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm at this point, our intention will welcome Christians. Like we said last night, we love meeting Christians, and those Christians should be forwarded before the answer of the question. We wouldn't know maybe see the any Baba children for now, the one for before we make some. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.